Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Shyam Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello, hello. You've got me, Ahalya, joining you on another podcast in our series, Shyam Global Radio. Thank you so much for making your way to a brand new conversation about all of the trends that come and go in the world of work. Speaking of, you know, navigating workforce trends this year, last year, all the years to come, is definitely quite the challenge, right? In a world so fast-paced, applying trends the right way in the most productive way can definitely be quite the task. I'm talking about diversity, longevity, and scarcity. And to contextualize this a little further, we're actually going to be exploring how embracing these three concepts can actually give your business a competitive edge. So diversity, longevity, and scarcity are becoming more prominent, and companies that fail to adapt risk falling behind. But you know, those who embrace these trends can gain a competitive edge in the market. Diversity in the workplace, for example, has shown to increase creativity, innovation, and productivity. Longevity means that older workers are staying in the workforce longer, bringing valuable experience and skills to the table. And the scarcity of skilled workers means that companies must focus on retention and upskilling their current employees. So in today's podcast, we're really going to explore how navigating these workforce trends can benefit your business and give you a leg up in the market, contrary to the perception that they are sometimes just boxes that need to be ticked off the list. So let's dive in and see how you can stay ahead of the curve this year. First things first, let's focus on diversity. So diversity in the workforce. I think it's become pretty clear, especially in the last few years, that it's no longer just a buzzword. It's a necessity for businesses that want to thrive in today's market. A diverse workforce brings different perspectives, experiences, and ideas to the table in any organization. According to a study by McKinsey, companies in the top quartile for racial and ethnic diversity are 35% more likely to have financial returns above their respective national industry medians. To promote diversity in hiring, companies should take a proactive approach by expanding their recruitment efforts to include a wider pool of candidates. This means going beyond traditional recruitment channels and reaching out to diverse communities and organizations. It also means removing any biases from the hiring process and implementing inclusive practices such as blind resume reviews and diverse interview panels. In addition to the financial benefits, a diverse workforce can also enhance a company's reputation and brand image, and we all know how important brand image is in today's world. Customers and clients are increasingly seeking out businesses that prioritize diversity and inclusion, and a diverse workforce can help attract as well as retain them. Now, for those of you who are still not sold on the idea of a diverse workforce, there are some benefits that go beyond the financial. A diverse workforce can bring a range of other advantages to a business. One of the most significant benefits is increased creativity and innovation. When people with different backgrounds and experiences come together, they can bring fresh perspectives and ideas that lead to breakthroughs and new products or services. A diverse workforce can also improve employee engagement and morale. When employees feel valued and included, they're more likely to be motivated and satisfied with their work. This can lead to increased retention rates and lower turnover costs. And finally, a diverse workforce can help businesses better serve their customer base. By having employees who reflect the diversity of their customers, businesses can better understand their needs and preferences and tailor their products and services accordingly. And now onto the case of longevity. As people live longer, healthier lives, older workers are staying in the workforce longer as well. This means that businesses need to adapt to the changing demographics and understand the needs of an aging workforce. One of the most significant benefits of retaining older employees is the retention of their valuable experience and skills. Older workers often have years of industry knowledge and expertise that cannot be easily replaced. By keeping these employees on board, businesses can maintain a competitive advantage and avoid the costs of training new employees. To embrace longevity in the workforce, businesses should focus on creating age-inclusive workplaces. This means providing opportunities for older workers to continue learning and growing, as well as offering flexible schedules and work arrangements that accommodate their needs. It also means avoiding age discrimination and creating a culture that values and respects employees of all ages. Now, the idea of longevity and embracing it is definitely a nuanced one, but no problem is too big to solve as long as you understand what is needed. And when it comes to an aging workforce, their needs and priorities change. For example, older workers may require more time off for medical appointments or caregiving responsibilities. They may also need accommodations, such as ergonomic workstations or special lighting to support their vision. When it comes to embracing an aging workforce, businesses should be proactive about understanding and meeting the needs of the members of this workforce so that they can also create a workplace that works for them. This means conducting regular surveys or focus groups to gather feedback from older employees, as well as offering training and resources to managers and supervisors on how to support an aging workforce. By creating an age-inclusive workplace, businesses can not only retain valuable skills and experience, but also improve the overall well-being and productivity of their employees. And now we arrive at the third phenomenon, scarcity. In today's tight labor market, finding and retaining top talent can be a significant challenge for businesses. With a scarcity of skilled workers, companies need to focus on strategies that attract and retain employees. One of the most effective ways to attract and retain top talent is by offering competitive compensation and benefits. This means going beyond the basics of salary and healthcare and offering perks such as flexible work arrangements, professional development opportunities, and mental health resources. Another way to navigate scarcity in the workforce is by upskilling and promoting from within. By investing in the development of current employees, businesses can fill skill gaps and retain top performers. This not only saves on recruitment costs, but also improves employee engagement and morale. You know, a business can attract and retain top talent by creating a culture where employees feel valued and supported. This means fostering a sense of community and belonging, celebrating diversity and inclusion, and offering opportunities for feedback and growth. Embracing diversity, longevity, and scarcity basically aligns with future-proofing your businesses with workforce trends. As we look ahead to 2023 and beyond, it's clear that workforce trends, such as the three we've been discussing in today's podcast, will continue to shape the business landscape. And by embracing these trends and adapting to the changing demographics and needs of the workforce, businesses can future-proof themselves and gain a competitive edge in the market. Who doesn't want that? So to be successful in this future-proofing, start by taking a proactive approach to diversity and inclusion, promoting age-inclusive workplaces, and focusing on strategies that attract and retain top talent. By investing in your employees and creating a culture that values and supports them, you can position your business for success in the years to come while gaining an edge in 2023 and all the years to follow. Businesses can improve their creativity, innovation, productivity, retention, and reputation by embracing these trends and adapting to the changing demographics and needs of the workforce. Brilliant stuff, isn't it? Well, I hope today's podcast and the conversation that we've sparked on Shroom Global Radio allows you to see the benefits of embracing diversity, longevity, and scarcity. I'll catch you on another one, but in the meantime, stay safe and stay happy. Adios.
This is Shyam Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.